I think about walking on the sun, and I think about that would not be a good time, right? Because that's like instant incineration if you do that. 9:10 as we roll through a Wednesday morning with the Good Guys Get Up and Go show. Heidi Reed is here. Heidi, how are you?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
You know, I'm we just had the fair, so, you know, when it's like, after that's over, I'm always in a daze for a couple of weeks. But other than that, I'm doing all right. You have an event coming up.
I do.
It's the Back to School Cut-a-thon.
Yes.
And tell me now, third year you said?
Third year, yeah.
How did this idea pop into your head? Because it's a pretty cool thing. You just give kids haircuts to start school.
Yeah. So one time, I was trying to figure out how to give back to the community, you know. And I put it out on Facebook, like, what would help you guys? What would help the parents, you know? I know people do, like, back-to-school supplies and everything. And then people were like, haircuts would be great.
Well, right.
That's my job. So that is way easy to do.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I was like, let's do that.
So you are currently recruiting people to help out with that. Barbers.
Yeah.
How many do you usually have help out with you?
You know, it started with three.
Okay.
Now we have five. So each year we get more and more people.
Okay. Could I just randomly show up and cut somebody's hair? Or, I mean,
no,
I've never done it before.
You've got to be licensed.
Oh, you have to be licensed?
I'd rather you be licensed.
You'd rather I be licensed. It's probably best that way.
You need to give a good haircut. You got to build that confidence for kids.
Yeah, you don't want to send a kid up there with like a chunk here and a chunk there. I gave my brother a haircut back in the day. My mom yelled at me, but yeah, it was not good. So you have the folks out, but you're also, there are some ways too I can give if I'm not cutting hair, right?
Yeah, so I actually have businesses that come in. Some people donate, like Walmart. They've donated like waters and chips, you know, like the movies, like popcorn. So we have like snacks for kids.
Nice.
The Winfield Auxiliary, the hospital, they have like gift cards for children. They're doing $5 $20 gift cards to McDonald's. And then we'll
put
in a drawing.
Wow.
And then we will call the kids and be like, hey, you won this. And so there's stuff for them to like eat and snack on while they're waiting.
So how many kids get haircuts usually? What do you usually do?
Usually it's like up to like 77, you know, it just depends on like how many stylists we get on how much we can get done.
Okay. All right. So this is coming up on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes.
And you just show up.
I mean, I'm not
paying, right?
No, you don't have to pay. There will be a tip jar and any money raised goes to like past due lunches or the scholarship fund. But you know, you don't have to pay anything. I had a girl that came into the salon this weekend and she went to my haircut-a-thon the last year, and now she's going off to college.
Oh, really?
And that was so cool. She goes, I got my last haircut here at your cut-a-thon, and now I'm going off to college.
So, cut-a-thon going on. It is Saturday. It's at the Hair Lounge. That's 801 Manning in Winfield. And so, I just had to bring myself and get my haircut.
Yeah.
All right. Is there an age limit to that? Or
you have to be preschool through senior.
Okay. All right. So, basically, 18, roughly 18 and
older.
Yeah,
you know, okay. In school.
All right. That must bring you, like, a lot of joy to do
that
and help people out, right?
It is so cool because you ask people, when was your last haircut? And a lot of them, some of them, like, last year when you did it. So they get it once a year. And then people have never been in a salon.
Right.
So these people, you know, these kids, it's just so cool to watch them and talk to them and just get to know them. We had three set of twins last year.
Three sets of twins.
Wow. I was like, whoa. So it's really cool and just rewarding.
And you're doing this all in an official way because you said you've also set up a scholarship fund.
Yes.
And you do that through Legacy. So
yes.
There's no shenanigans with any of this. That money goes straight to them
it
and
does.
They make decisions about who gets what.
Yes. And then I have shown the check, you know, to the school board. I present it to the school board. Everything is,
Yeah. Doing it in an official way. You want all that money going to the right places and helping out the right people.
Absolutely.
That's a very cool thing. Yeah. And so, man, that's a lot of haircutting to do. You're busy that day.
No, we have some people volunteer to sweep, so then we're just, you know, doing hair
right.
And somebody will sweep it all up for us.
Yeah, that alone is part of the stylist job is,
it's amazing to have somebody else help, and I just got to cut hair, get a new cape, get a new combs, and then they're just cleaning up
after
you.
On to the next thing. Yeah, absolutely.
It's very fast-paced.
That little hair collection that gets going there, that can pile up pretty quick.
Oh, yes.
That's going on Saturday, the Hair Lounge, 801 Manning, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in 4 hours. You can cut a lot of hair with. with four or five people.
A lot, yes.
Yeah,
it would
absolutely
be nice to have a different stylist from every salon around here and just have it a really big event.
Right.
How many kids can we get?
Yeah, just show up, cut hair.
Gosh, that'd be great.
How many stalls do you have if you could do that? Or, I mean, how many can you set up for?
Oh, I can make it work. You can set up for a lot of people.
If you have randos showing up and like, I'm going to cut hair, I got my license, you can...
I can get up.
You walk in and you're ready to do it. You'll make it work.
I will make it work.
Okay. You have any of the kids cry? Does that happen? No.
No.
I remember my brother's first haircut. He was crying like crazy. No. Oh, really? None of that? All of it?
No one has ever had head lice, which is great because you have to shut it down.
You don't want that happening.
No one's ever crying.
Okay. All right. So things are going well, Heidi Reed.
It is going pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Now, do I just tell you how I want it?
Mm-hmm.
Get to say do this or a little off the top, that kind of thing.
You pick your whole style. You know, we don't. It's whatever you want. Now we're just doing dry cuts. We're not going to actually curl them because that takes more time.
Right, of course. No perms or don't come in there for the fancy stuff. Contact Heidi Reed. Can I give you the number?
Yeah.
Okay, 620-705-1300. Caller, it's the back to school cut-a-thon. It sounds like a really neat deal. And if I want to donate things like water or anything like that, I can do it. And how do I do that? Just
you
call
can
you.
Call me. You can show up at the salon. You can even just drop in and put money in a tip jar for this, you know, for the community, for the kids.
Okay. All right. Just stop in, cut you a check and say, here you go.
A lot of people do.
That makes it easier. So, well, sounds like things are going well for you then.
Yes.
Happy for you, and that's you're jazzed about it too.
I can see. I love it. All the people that involve, like every hairdresser that gets to do it, they always want to come back because it is so rewarding.
And they get to tell the kids get to tell their story. Oh, yeah. You know, they're going back to school. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of chatter going on day, right? Lots of talking.
We had a photographer in there last year, and they were just taking pictures and, you know, like recording them and asking them questions, and so they get to be part, you know, of this cool vibe.
Yeah, that's a very cool thing. One more time, we'll tell you. Back to School Cut-a-thon, hosted by the Hair Lounge, 801 Manning. Heidi Reed putting that on, and good luck to you with that.
Thank you.
I hope that the streak continues with everything.
Me too.
Being good. No crying. You don't want the crying.
No, I don't.
The crying will get me every time. Thanks for coming in, Heidi.
Thank you
appreciate
so much.
We'll be back. Keep it right here with the good guys. 95.9 Bob FM.